All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're taking a look at The Devil All the Time, which is on Netflix. This was making his rounds through the Beast Gang group chat. We like Tom Holland. A lot of the other people in the movie, Robert Pattinson, is based off a book by the same name, and it contributes to some of the weirdness, but it's written and directed by Antonio Campos, and also Paulo Campos has a credit on this. It stars Tom Holland, Bill Sarsgaard, Jason Clarke, Sebastian Stan, Haley Bennett, and Riley Keough. And the synopsis is, sinister characters converge around a young man devoted to protecting those he loves in the post-war backwoods, teeming with corruption and brutality. The movie starts off with a segment from World War II. And it's Bill Sarsgaard's character. He sees a guy on a cross, an American soldier, try to kill me, let me die. And Bill Sarsgaard's character, who's in the military, shoots him. And then you get this backstory. This talks about two different towns. So there's a town in West Virginia and a town in Ohio. And he grew up in a town called Coal Creek, West Virginia. And then he passes through a place called Mead, Ohio. Stops to get dinner. Meets Haley Bennett's character, who is a waitress at a diner. He's pretty fond of her. And then they have a small moment outside of the diner where her character is helping a homeless person. He's going to see his mother. Gets to his mom's place. And I believe that she's living with his uncle. She wants him to go to church. Wants Bill Sarsgaard's Willard's character to go to church. So he can introduce him to Mia Wasikowska's character, Helen. There's this preacher there and his brother. They're kind of doing this very mystical, spiritual type of preaching that he needs to throw spiders on himself because he was afraid of spiders. And because Bill Sarsgaard's character was pretty fond and smitten of Haley Bennett's character, he just really ignores Mia Wasikowska's character. And then she winds up liking the preacher, and he goes back to Ohio to see Haley Bennett's character. So eventually what happens is that they get married. They have a son. The son's name is Arvin. Arvin will eventually become Tom Holland, but he's younger at this point. And everything's going great. It's going wonderful until Haley Bennett's character falls ill, finds out that she's dying of cancer. And then you kind of have, again, this whole spiritual aspect of they need to pray on this prayer log in the middle of the woods to pray that Haley Bennett's character, Arvin's mom, will survive, that his wife will survive. And it turns out that she does not. Then that turns Bill Sarsgaard's character against God, and he goes to kill himself. And then you're introduced to Sebastian Stan's character, who plays a police officer that finds Arvin with Bill Sarsgaard's character, takes them back to Bill Sarsgaard's mom. She raises him. And then you're kind of introduced to another story, because also in that same diner was another waitress, and also Jason Clarke's character, who is a photographer. And then that goes off into a whole totally different direction. But the whole thing is supposed to be about Arvin and this connection between these two towns and the connection between the characters, and that everybody kind of falls in line. I thought this movie was going to be along the lines of There Will Be Blood, which is follow some of these same trends. But this movie, at some point I was like, is this a book? And sure enough, it is a book. But there's like so many storylines converging in this that I think that someone should have done something to reduce it. Core elements are Arvin grows up with his grandmother. Mia Wasikowska's character and the preacher have a daughter. And that he has like this thing that he believes that he can resurrect people. Mia Wasikowska's character drops the daughter that they have off at Arvin's grandmother's house. And then they go into the woods. The preacher kills his wife, thinking that he can resurrect her. And then when he finds out that he can't, that causes a problem. So he tries to disappear. And no one can find Mia Wasikowska's character. And Arvin's grandmother's left to raise two children at this point. So Jason Clark's character and Riley Keough, who plays the waitress that is the other waitress, they have like this weird cuckold type of serial killing motive. Mia Wasikowska's husband, child's father, meets up with them, tries to kill him. You also still have this whole thing about Robert Pattinson's character, who plays another preacher. Daughter that was Mia Wasikowska's daughter, who was played by Aliza Scanlon. She's preteen, teenager, and she has a sexual relationship with Reverend Robert Pattinson, which sets Tom Holland off because he figures out that she's pregnant. So Robert Pattinson should be in jail. And he kind of takes it upon himself to do all this. But again, there's just so many storylines, so many angles with this. And it's a very long movie. It's almost about 2 hours, maybe a little over 2 hours. But I wanted to like this movie a lot. The acting is okay. The imagery and setting is okay. You kind of understand that this is a period piece that is set in these two towns. And again, there's some back and forth between going from one town to the next. And then you also have this other angle with Sebastian Stan's character. Bouncing between all these different characters. It's a very convoluted mess of a story. So a couple of years ago, I was driving from LA to San Diego. I remember listening to this audiobook. This guy met this person that he really cared about. They were in a relationship, and then she just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth, and he couldn't find her. But then he sees somebody that looks like her, and she doesn't remember him, but he's like, I'm definitely sure it's you. You know, we were in a relationship. You know who I am. But then she's a part of some cult. It was just like this big convoluted mess. And I think Jeremy Renner's name was attached to star in that movie. I'm glad that movie did not get made, but this movie seems like that audiobook I was listening to. And again, I'm just sitting there driving and I'm like, what in the world is this stuff? And I don't quite understand, why is this here? And that's kind of how I feel about this movie, that is a big long mess of a movie with a whole bunch of interesting characters. And that is what dings this movie the most. That again, I think certain story arcs could have been tied up earlier in order to get to the eventual conclusion. The number of characters could have been reduced and maybe another level to the story. Extremely convoluted, just overly long, just overly wrought with a long level of specificity that it didn't need. And also just lacked the engagement that maybe would have come with the runtime of the movie. Having said all that, this movie is going to get a 4. The reasons that I described, it took me long enough to describe this movie just because there's so many characters in it. It's not very good. Wanted to like it. This reminded me of a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, just without his good directing. If you want to see something interesting, you would want to watch There Will Be Blood. You get a lot of what this is, period piece, this religious aspect to it. Great acting from Daniel Day-Lewis. Great acting from Paul Dano. This convergence of domineering character or manipulative character. It works well. Again, this movie's getting a 4. It's just too long. I mean, this is something you might watch in pieces. This is something that you would watch and like, yeah, this is not very good. And this movie spends about almost 30, 45 minutes of setup time to get to a point where you're introduced to Tom Holland's character, who plays the son, brother, I guess at this point, grandson, everything. But the movie's really about him. But even getting to that point is just too much. That's the review for The Devil All the Time. And again, this movie, Beast Game Podcast.